Well, the federal government recently announced more than $141 million to support nearly 3,000 of Canada's most talented scholars, including my next guest, Nadine Yildiz. Right? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Pretty good. She received a grant of more than $100,000 to continue her research into mathematics anxiety and low math scores. She joins me live in studio. Good morning, Nadine.
Good morning, Patty.
What exactly are you working on?
So right now, my research is looking at the benefits of classroom-based interventions for math anxiety.
And to be one of the top most talented scholars, this is probably something you didn't experience yourself, is it?
No, it was sort of a shock. I think what we refer to as imposter syndrome is really real. So I submitted my application and I was like, wow, you know, I don't expect anything to come of it. And then, what do you know, I got one of the larger awards.
Yeah, $100,000. What's the root of your interest in this field?
So I think I'm really interested in how children learn math. So there's, you know, some people are math people, some people are not math people, or that's at least how the population tends to see it. But I think that there's lots of room for improvements, and they're not necessarily all academic based. So it's not necessarily like, how should we teach math, but addressing the emotional aspects of it, because it does arouse a lot of emotion.
How common is math anxiety? Because many people, they convince themselves they can't do it.
Yes, exactly.
Before they even try, they say, well, I can't do math.
Yep. I don't know if we know exactly how common it is, but it's quite common. And from my research in my master's thesis, we found that, you know, quite a few children were reporting quite high math anxiety.
Is it directly related to low scores?
There is lots of evidence that it is.
And so you talk about ways, whether it be the difference in delivering the curriculum. Outside of that, what are you referring to? Like societal things, whether it be about just the way the conversation goes. If you're doing math 10-10 at university, before you take your first seat at your first class, you're convinced you're going to fail.
Yeah. I think that, like I said before, there's lots of like that whole I'm a math person versus I'm not a math person. It just also brings up a lot of anxiety in some people. And I don't know if we really know the root cause of why that is and why it emerges in math and maybe less so in language, or maybe it also does emerge in language. But I don't think we really know why it happens.
So where are you going to start with your research? What's the hopeful outcome?
So, I mean, hopefully we will be able to determine that these programs that we're implementing, actually one is mindfulness and one is relaxation, that in some way they help to reduce the math anxiety. So in my master's research, we actually found an improvement in math performance in grade 4 and 5 students. So it was, you know, hopefully the further our research, we're looking into sort of what mechanisms led to that change. And we hope to, you know, be able to provide educators with something like, here's something you can do to address this on a broad scale, maybe prevent it from coming up, or, you know, reduce the impact of the math anxiety on the performance of students.
It's the second interview this morning about mindfulness and relaxation. We spoke with Florence Strang. She's a psychologist for the Eastern School Board.
Yes.
So once again, we're talking about direct links, or maybe they're there or they're not. Mm-hmm. Math anxiety generally coupled with a general anxiety disorder, or is it very much a standalone issue that you find?
So we also looked at that in my master's research, and what we actually found was kind of alarming, but again, we just used one measure and it wasn't our main focus, so I can't really speak a lot to it. But there was really high general math general anxiety rather, in the population as well. And there was a correlation, but it's also standalone. So it's separate from.
What's going to become of your findings? Because sometimes in academia, the findings done by our most talented researchers just remain within the walls of the Institute of Higher Learning. What are you hoping becomes of your findings?
Yeah, so I really hope to change that. Like, I like, that's particularly why I took this route, which is very applied, to allow for, you know, to be able to say something and to get it out there. I do know that, and I think it really falls on the shoulders of researchers to get that information out there more, which we probably spend a lot more time in the books and thinking of theoretical reasons why things happen than actually saying, hey, here's this information. But I know that the funding councils are really focusing on translational research that can be applied. So I would love to, you know, in the end, be able to say solidly, you know, this is something you can use and get it out there and so educators know.
Yeah, I mean, applied research. So we're talking about round peg, round hole, finding solutions versus just the theoretical issues.
Yes.
I wonder what role, and maybe this is way outside your purview, is I wonder what role the way we've changed the curriculum and the delivery systems for math, and the fact that so many young people go home and mom and dad immediately say, I don't understand this and I can't help. I wonder what role that plays.
I think it plays a role. Okay. And there's lots of evidence of, like, even the link between parents and their child's math anxiety. The way we talk about math with our children. And I do know, like, at least anecdotally, that there is this sort of negative idea around the way the math curriculum or math is being taught to students. And I think that it's also, there's a lot of misunderstanding between what is actually being done versus how parents perceive it as being so different from the math that they did, that sort of thing. So I think that it definitely could play a role there.
I would imagine it does. You know, yeah. It's not the rote memory of just remember your times tables and off you go. Nadine, congratulations on this massive award. Good luck with your research.
Thank you very much.
Nadine Yildiz is the recipient of $100,000 to continue her research into mathematics anxiety. I can empathize.